It's a sobering story with no end soon in sight, the Ebola outbreak. Each day brings more news about the growing number of deaths in West Africa, among those dying there, healthcare workers fighting the epidemic. But now from these somber events comes a surprisingly uplifting music video featuring a chorus of African Ebola scientists.
Looking for the answers in the starry sky.
WBUR's Andrea Shea this morning brings us the story of the Harvard researcher and musician who helped create the song and the video called One Truth.
Sitting in her lab at Harvard, Pardis Sabeti, an award-winning computational geneticist who's mapped mutations of the Ebola virus, recalls a Sunday afternoon this past July. She was here with six Nigerian and Senegalese scientists who were visiting on a training exchange, and Sabeti says things were getting really bad in West Africa.
Two of the nurses had become sick and had died of Ebola. The doctor, physician who we work with very, very closely had gotten Ebola. And my other collaborator in Nigeria had just diagnosed Ebola in Nigeria. And so it was like a very heavy day, right? And just nothing was really lifting us from this fog that we were in.
Sabeti's lab has been partnering with the Kenema Government Hospital in Sierra Leone since 2009, and Sabeti has been in a rock band since 2000. Over the past few visits with her African peers, she started a weekly singing group, and on that dark day, they started humming along to one of Sabeti's old melodies. She says words honoring her fallen peers, including Dr. Sheikh Umar Khan, poured out of her.
There's a point where it says, you know, it's a lifetime that we write, we laugh, we cry, we pray, we are love. We dream, we scream, we strive, the hunger will never die, and I'm in this fight with you always. And that's how I started speaking to my friend Dr. Khan, like, during all of this.
Another lyric hits on Ebola's power to equalize all of us.
To the virus, right, we're all the same and we're all in the same boat. And a virus infecting your neighbor is one that could affect you one day. And it's a place where actually, even though we have to be cautious in the way we interact with each other, it's where we actually really need to connect. And I do hope that the way we handle this virus is something that's a lasting impression on humanity, where we say, you know what, here's a place where we all did it together.
Sabeti says the entire song was written in that one session, but then the group of scientists decided to make a video, which they recently posted on Facebook. They're all in it, dancing and singing.
These are the men and women who lead diagnosis of deadly diseases for their countries, right? They work on malaria, they work on Lassa fever, and this summer we trained them to work on Ebola. So thankfully for them in Nigeria and Senegal, they've cleared Ebola, but obviously the threat is close and it's weighing on all their minds. But as one of them said, this is the hope, and that's what we really wanted to share.
Music from the video they filmed in a courtyard right outside the lab and around Cambridge is now being used in an awareness campaign in Nigeria called Lens on Ebola. The smiling women singing it are now back in their home countries, continuing their fight against Ebola. And Sabeti says, fighting for their lives. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.